when I started Christ Safari, my whole mission was to reach the lost, and there was no place where there are more lost people than in the clubs, in the bars. And so, believe it or not, we were doing like 3-hour sets, mixing originals with covers, and, you know, Bob Marley, Don't Worry, and things like that, jamming in the name of the Lord. And we were doing our absolute best to try and engage people and have these conversations in between our sets. And I realize as the years passed that it wasn't the best environment to be free and truly proclaim the gospel. And over the years, we did many albums of original material. And then we started doing covers of worship hits like Oceans and Hosanna and the splendid results. But there was always one song that I wanted to cover that wasn't on any Christian album. And it was off of this album right here, Steel Pulse's True Democracy. Now, this isn't an advertisement. This is just me sharing with you. And I guess the real question is why? Why in the world would I want to quote something off of that album, you may be asking, having not listened to it? Well, the first song is called Chant a Psalm. But there was one song specifically that I remember hearing, and I remember it like it was yesterday. I was 17 years old. I was at a Christian camp my parents basically bribed me to go to, and I did not like Christians. I did not connect with Christians in any way, shape, or form. I thought they were fake. I thought they were plastic. And I liked reggae, and their music was just not reggae. But I met this guy at this camp. My name's Mark. His name was Marcus. He had the same past, the same history, the same drugs, and this, and that. And we would just hang out and talk, and we would listen to that album, Steel Pulse's True Democracy. That was the soundtrack of the summer of 1989 for me. And something happened. Something clicked. Something was triggered in my soul as I heard this song, Your House. I want to live in your house. Now, there was two sides of that. First of all, I had run away from home for some time and lived on the streets and slept on a bare mattress covered in cat urine and was fighting for food or stealing food, panhandling. I was not in a good state, and I finally moved home. Your house. But then there was the other side of it. The fact that I was raised in the church, strayed from the church, and that I knew in my heart of hearts that Jesus was Lord, and that I was running from that. And I wanted to live in his house. Where was I going to spend eternity? That song triggered the moment for me to ask my friend, hey, you and I have so much in common, but what's the difference between you and I? And it was at that moment that he said it's the love of God. And that began me down the right path of surrendering my life to Christ. It was that moment where I realized it was the love of Jah that transformed his life. So one song inspired another song. The love of Jah was inspired in many ways by Steel Pulse's Your House so many years later. And here I am in my house with my beautiful wife and daughter, living a life that I absolutely love, doing reggae music for the Lord. And it all comes back to that summer of 1989, where my life was forever transformed by God's love. Has yours been?